me a mission. I got demons to slay. Communication major talking this way. What's going on, Anxious World? I got a quick message for you. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention offers these helpful tips. 1. Focus on what is in your control. 2. Do what helps you feel safe. 3. Stay in the present. And 4. Connect with others. If you need help right now, please text TALK to 741-741 for the crisis text line.
Anxious World, what's going on, everybody? I thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Anxiety About Anxiety podcast. I'm so happy that you guys decided to, you know, click and, you know, take a listen as we try to, you know, break that mental health stigma and just show people that it's okay to talk about our mental health disorders and our mental health challenges and the struggles that we've been through and be vulnerable and open up and express, you know, how we feeling and what we've been through. It's okay. That's the goal of this podcast, like I always say. And I'm just trying to be a voice. I'm just trying to use my platform for change and just to be an inspiration to anybody out there that's trying to better themselves and better their mental health and just trying to become a better person in general. So I thank you all for tuning in. I have another great one for you guys on this episode. I hope I say her name right. If I butcher it, I'm so sorry. But from Sabra Swinehart, I hope I said that right. But she's going to, you know, tell her story about struggling or dealing with major depression disorder, anxiety, PTSD, and ADD. You know, she's going to open up about her what she called a wild ride, right, with all these mental health struggles. And let me say, she's also a transformation coach. So, you know, she's going to share how she's able to maintain and cope with her mental health. I think you guys are going to get some value out of that. And she's going to open up about how something that I dealt with in my life when I first got diagnosed with anxiety, or I felt a certain way. Let me say, before I even got diagnosed, I always felt like something was going on with me. Like I knew mentally, well, I didn't know mentally, but I just didn't feel right. So when I would express it to my family when I was like 16, 17 years old, you know, they would dismiss it just because they didn't educate themselves on what was, you know, wrong with me. Like when I got the diagnosis with anxiety, they didn't understand it. And she's going to talk about like her family didn't understand it, you know, so she felt kind of alone, like nobody really, she didn't have a support system. And I went through that, you know, in my life for a minute. So I totally understand. So Sabra, I'm so happy that she was able to, you know, be a voice or, you know, just be an advocate for mental health and share your story and do the work that you're doing. I really think it's going to be very inspiring to young women out there to hear this story. So I just want to say thank you so much for, you know, opening up and being that voice. And as for me, I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. Like I said, I decided to go back to a week-to-week episode schedule because I just really feel like these stories need to be out there. And I cannot stop thinking about the podcast like every day now. So I'm back to just, this is my passion. This is my heart. This is everything I love. So why do it every 2 weeks? Let's do it every week. So thank you all for tuning in. I'll be back next week with another inspirational story. I'm gonna do an episode myself. I have some things on my mind that I want to talk about. So yeah, y'all, we got a long list of like great things to come in the next couple of months. So thank you all, you guys, for tuning in to the Anxiety About Anxiety podcast. I hope you all stay safe, stay blessed, and most of all, open up and share your story, you guys. Open up. We can do this. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Keith, for having me on today and just allowing me to share my story. My name's Sabra Swinehart, and I'm a transformation coach. I have learned a lot in life that has helped me get to this point, but I was not always like this. For years, I'd say 8 to 10 years, I struggled with major anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, PTSD that I didn't even know was there, and ADD that a lot of doctors just told me it was stress for like most of what I was going through as far as the disorders go. As far as my experience with my disorders, like, that is a wild ride. It definitely helped shape me to who I am today, but it was a wild journey. I grew up in a home that didn't really acknowledge or know about mental or emotional health, and so they didn't really believe in anxiety and depression as a disorder. They just believed in it being, you know, like a, oh, you're just feeling anxious right now, it'll go away. And although I do believe that in some cases, that's not the case for everyone. Some people need medication or therapy or some deeper stuff just to scratch that surface of what's actually going on and causing all of that. I didn't have that support for the longest time, so there was probably at least 3 years that I just struggled on my own. I was going to school, I was working full-time, and I was just doing it all alone, I felt. Even though I had family and friends, I felt like I was alone for the longest time. No one else understood me or what I was going through or really knew who I was. And after 3 years, I decided to get on medication, and that journey was wild, let me tell you. It went from one medication to another, from this dose to that dose, and it almost became a hassle after time because, you know, you get on one medication, like Citrulline, I think was one of them that I had, and it would stop working after a while, so you'd either have to up the dose or change medications altogether, and sometimes they would add on stuff to where you're taking multiple pills for one disorder, and it became a headache, and honestly, it didn't feel like it was doing much anymore. I, later on in life, found someone who really opened up the world for me, and they struggled with anxiety, depression, PTSD, a lot of the same stuff, and so they were able to, one, validate me, and two, show me a whole new world, and I really grew from that. I was able to get therapy after really resisting it for the longest time, and then I gave it a shot, and I absolutely loved it. It was so transformational. It really helped me dig down deep into some of my traumas and PTSD and really start like a foundation that I was able to build off on my own from and really grow from it. So even though I stopped therapy for a while, I was still on medication, and I started that journey of building myself on my own. I stopped medication after I started that journey because that medication that I was on for probably 4 or 5 years, it was doing things to my body and even my mindset that I just wasn't okay with in the end. One of the medications I was on for my bipolar disorder, it took a year to get the full correct dose for my body straightened out. So I was basically a guinea pig for a year, and it turned me into a zombie. Like, I would have to wake up 2 to 3 hours before I actually usually got up for work just so I could try and actually be awake and present. It took 3 to 5 hours, sometimes longer, for me to be fully awake and present, and I would fall asleep while I was getting ready, while I was doing my makeup, while I was taking the dog out, while I was driving to work. Like, I would fall asleep because I was full-on zombie. Sometimes it didn't matter how long I was awake. I did have days where I would be in that state the entire day, and I would still have to work. And I started gaining weight. I started feeling even, like, worse. And we figured out the dose after a year, and a lot of that got much better. And then it didn't. Like, it started getting bad again. So I decided to stop medication altogether, as far as for mental health goes, mental and emotional health. And I wanted to do things more holistically, and I wanted to really deep dive into my self-development. And then I started my spiritual journey, and that just opened up so many doors on how to really cope and deal with the mental struggles. I don't really define myself as having those anymore. They're not a part of me, per se. They were things I experienced in the past that have gotten me where I am today, but I no longer respond to them like I did before. They no longer completely put me out for days to where I'm not being productive, loving, caring, or taking care of myself. Like, I don't really have those days anymore. I still have some off days, some days where I call mental health days, where I need to take that day and really focus and reconnect with myself and my inner child. And things get a lot better when I do that. It's almost like the universe telling me, hey, Sabra, slow down and love yourself a little bit. So I really think what's helped me most so far is, and this is not for everyone, so I hope people don't like hear this and then start, you know, throwing away their meds and getting off their meds and everything, because that's not what I'm trying to say here. I think medication is great to a point. I just don't think it's for everyone, because all of our bodies are different. So you do what's best for you. But as far as for me, I stopped taking medication. I went a more holistic route for helping with struggles. I do a lot of yoga and meditation. I journal every day. I've made it part of my just everyday morning routine, and it really helps set my day. I wake up every day and I set an intention for the day of how I want it to go, how I want to be for other people, how I want people to be for me, and so on and so forth. And that really helps kind of drive the day into where I want it to go. And if it doesn't go where I want it to go, it helps kind of get me set up for how to best handle that without getting too emotional or letting anything like bad happen from that outcome. I've really dug deep into spirituality, and so I refer to like source, universe, God, whatever resonates with you. I do believe there's a higher power, and I believe we're here to have experiences and to live life. And I feel like when we start to really connect to who we are deep down inside is when those mental health disorders start to deteriorate a little bit, and they don't impact you like they did before. They may show up in different ways, but they don't impact you that way anymore, because you have learned how to handle it, how to either be or to not to be, and what to shift and what not to do. I am extremely grateful that I went through what I went through in life. And honestly, I wish I had more time, because this call doesn't even scratch what I've been through. Actually, you know what? I'm going to add something. And this is actually pretty recent. This was this past year. I was struggling with some physical health challenges, and I was on different medication for it. It was for high blood pressure. Although they could never figure out the issue, so I think it was related more to what I was eating at the time. Anyways, I digress. So I was on a bunch of different medications, and I came home one day from a really bad headache, and so I took some Tylenol and I laid down for a nap, and I did not wake up. I was put into a deep, deep coma. Doctors say it was a reaction with the medication, so basically Tylenol poisoning because of the reaction. And it put me into a huge coma for 3 days. I was in the hospital for 3 days for that coma. And it just goes to show you, like, how medication has really impacted my life. And not always in the best way. I will say it's helped me so, so much, but I honestly think with everything that I have been through, it's not something I can rely on anymore. I have to start showing up in other areas to make it better before it gets that bad, you know? So thank you so much for having me on and letting me share my story. I hope y'all benefited from this, and just know that you're not crazy, you're not alone, you're not a freak. You are lovely and amazing and just where you need to be right now. So thank you so much.